Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I'm going to stop being so long-winded, but I'm wound up today. That's part of the problem. I come in and read all this news and go crazy before I go on air. Let's talk to Donald in Maryland. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. The two-party system is now the one party. I made that statement in the first hour. What do you think of that?
It's definitely a one-party system because Republicans that you call Republicans are just puppets. They letting everything. They so the people won't panic. They put Republicans out there that make it look like they trying to hold the line. But really, it's just one-party system. And you said it right. I'd like to see you rant, but you said it right. You said time to get right with Jesus because he didn't let, well, let until he's taken out of the way. The one-world system is already here, and it's going to go in effect. It's already in effect. There ain't no stopping it because God is orchestrating the whole thing. The devil know he got a space to operate in, and he's going to do so. And nobody's going to be able to stop it but Jesus. So if people trying to say, what are we going to do? Get this party, get that party. There's only one Stephen. That's Jesus Christ. And if you don't get right, like you said, with Jesus, all the parties you can try to get together, all of them is this one world system, and the devil has a space to operate in, and he's going to do it.
Well, that's the smartest thing said on my show in 29 years. At the same time, please elaborate, give us your take on it, Donald. But God wants to see what we're going to do in this test, though. We have to understand the Antichrist will come. He'll wage war against the saints and overcome us, whether that's a year from now or 20 years or 100 years. We're coming into this beast system. They're beta testing it. It's fulfilling it all, and you're right. But at the same time, we've got to fight evil and try to protect the children while we're here. So how do we deal with that paradox, knowing Antichrist will get his
yes,
you know, three-quarters of attacking us, God wins in the fourth quarter, then how do you deal with that?
Because you got to understand, you say as a Christian, that you got to know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God into pulling down a stronghold. We tried for years with a political system, choosing people that you don't know what side they on. They just, you don't even know if they are Americans that's actually in government right now. You don't know where they came from. They look like us, but they might not be us. So we can't depend on man. We got to go. If you talk about giving together and going on offense and going to, yes, going offense, why? In prayer. Going defense in prayer. You got to go on offense and defense because our weapons are not carnal. We can't go with the carnal thing here because it's a spiritual thing that's going on. You say it a lot of times, but you try to answer all avenues of the question. And this, you cannot save this world. You're going against God. God already gave the devil space to operate. Just whoever want to be with him. And whoever want to be with God, you're going to be with God.
I agree that that's true, and we're predestined as well. What I'm saying is we're supposed to fight evil in the process. I get it's all predestined, but we're predestined to fight it. So what are we supposed to do while we're here on the earth?
You fight it by, like you say, you go to legislation, you let your voice be heard. Because right now they got you coming and going. You can't go the old-fashioned way of going with marches because why? It's people in the thing that they setting you up with, like you went to January 6th, right? It's like, what? That didn't make sense. Why? Because you knew that them people was going out to, they had already, they playing chess. They said, if they come, this is what we're going to do, and they did it. And they own all the media and all everything and everything. The narrative's going to go that way. And they outright in your face, blatantly, will let people get away with crimes and won't do it. Why? Because they want you to vote against your own system, saying it's not working no more.
I hear you. That's why people call up wanting me to, like, lead some attack. You're right. It's God's plan. We have become evil. We've let the devil take over. We're being judged. That doesn't
mean
no
murderers. Look at all the murderers in Baltimore City. Look at all the abortions. God, that come up to heaven. All those murders come up to heaven. And God, his judgment got to come.
I said that a couple of weeks ago. I'm surprised God hadn't blown the planet up already.
He can't because he already said how he was going to do it. He got, God is true to his word. That's why he's going to let him do what he's going to do until he's taken out of the way. You know what all of us be doing right now? If God didn't have his spirit poured out upon all flesh, and when he pours it back, then you're going to see that 7 years of tribulation. You're going to really
Hold on, Donald. Hang up. Don't hang up. I want to hear more from Donald. Stay with us.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it plugs the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
And I said I'd go quicker to your calls, but all the callers have been amazing today. I may just have to take over the whole fourth hour here, but we're going to get to everybody. Donald is really talking about the fact that this is God's plan unfolding. I agree, but we're not just pawns or automatons. We have free will. How do we play into that? But the new video is breaking. Banking insider warns CBDCs will be implanted microchips in the population. That's now being admitted. That is incredible information. That's at man.video right now. So in closing, Donald, I appreciate you calling and getting through and holding. I agree with you. So how do we thread that needle of it's all prophesied, it's all coming true, but God also wants us to fight evil, and God says, if you don't stand up against evil, I'm not going to recognize you. So how do those two things go together?
With prayer and getting people together in prayer and sending prayer to God and let the Spirit lead us. We can't let the flesh lead us, but the flesh will lead us to January the 6th out of our feelings and emotions. We'll get jammed up because they already playing chess with us. And God is.
And by the way, my spirit told me not go to January 6th. So did Roger Stone, who just become born again. But I ignored my instincts and my spirit and still went.
Saul did it. He said, when he said he was going to set a sacrifice up, he said he forced himself. When God is telling you something, you're forcing yourself because of your feelings and emotion. You cannot save this planet. If you try to save this planet, you're going against God's will. This is the devil's system, and it got to end. It got an expiration date.
Well, that's a beautiful quote. The devil's system has an expiration date. Donald, keep landing on us.
It has an expiration date, and God gave him a time to operate. All who want to go with him, let them go with him. You got some people that will hurt you. They salivate in evil. They can't wait. You can see them. You show it. How they just salivate and all the stuff they're doing. Cutting up kids, doing whatever they do, murder, they salivate.
Oh, when I get around leftist leaders, they literally show their teeth and salivate, hating me. Not because I'm that good, but they see God in me. They literally salivate.
They salivate because you're waking, you're just shaking them. Wake up. You're trying to wake them up to Christ. There's only one way out here. You got to get on the ark. What is that ark? In Christ. Why? He said, if you're either lukewarm or cold, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. What you mean? How are you going to spew me out of my mouth? That's vomit you. Well, how would you vomit me? Because I seated you together where? In heavenly places where? In Christ Jesus. So when Christ spew you out of his mouth, the curse gate you, that means he's done with you. You were seated, but you didn't do what he wanted to do, so he vomited you out.
Which tells us Christ is the groom, we're the bride. This is a merger with Christ, and God's saying, I'm not going to let you merge with me. I'm gonna kick you out.
Yes, Christ, Noah had an ark, and the dove with the Spirit of God was on that. Christ seated us together in Him. He's the ark back to heaven. If He's going to take you out, He's done with you. And we in that seventh church, the Laodicean church. He said, you're not even hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. And everybody looking for it to be a bad time when God come. No. He said, you rich and say, I need of nothing. You're that way for bad times. Or when it get bad, I'm going to go with God. No, he's going to come when it's good time. You rich and say, I need of nothing. But you don't know that you miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
It's true. They serve the devil even when the devil takes everything from them.
Yeah, they love it. Because they want to keep this planet. They love this system. This is a failed system.
You said it. God bless you, Donald. Wow, that was an incredible caller. I never heard from that guy before. Wow. Man, that was amazing. That guy at a church, I'd be at it every day. Probably as a preacher. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Indiana. You're on the air, James. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, dissolve the corrupt DOJ. DOJ has been telling whistleblowers not to talk to Congress on DOJ corruption. There should be national protests at every federal building Friday protesting the persecution of President Trump. President Kennedy said DOJ frames the disabled. There was older news of the government making up fake medical records to go after whistleblowers. My prediction that next year you will see calls for jury nullification at record high because no one trusts the corrupt DOJ. Lastly, when is whistleblower White or...
Slow down. I'm going to give you time. Just because I can listen fast and I can barely track you, and I'm half the listeners can't hear what you're saying. I'm barely... I agree. In fact, I have a big article here out of the Hill. The elites are panicking, saying they're getting jury nullification except for the few jurisdictions they control. Everyone's turning against the system. And the Republican neocon answer is, have the Republicans that are really Democrat operatives are about to leave the Republican Party because, quote, they're scared of the populist.
Absolutely. When's whistleblower Whitehurst coming on that was showing how the federal government was framing innocent people?
I've had Dr. Frederick Whitehurst on four or five times. Is he even alive? I'm sure he's alive. When I interviewed that guy like 30 years ago, 25 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, this is a key point to bring him on. And also for a promotional issue, I would love to see InfoWars do like a sports trading card that has the Alex Jones Show on the top, the War Room in the middle, and the American Journal at the bottom, and signed to the right for promotional. You could probably get between $60 and $120 for each one.
Now, that'd be a great funding mechanism. Actually, Drew, who's watching right now, came up with the idea. We need to finish that, do that, and then roll that out. That's a great idea. Anything else, James?
No, thanks for your time. Keep up the fight, Alex. We love
you. I love you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, Aaron in South Carolina, you're on the air.
I got a plug for you at the end of this if you want it.
Welcome. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, no violence. If you want to be effective, Donald, call back in and have Donald start offering prayers. And, you know, you don't – just stay in your lane, Alex. You are opening the hearts and minds of people doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, please. We don't need to get violent right now. We know we could take a bullet. Whatever. That'd be great.
Well, no, but it's a normal discussion when you're overrunning in a coup to talk about, hey, let's physically fight back. But we're in a new war. It's more sophisticated than that. And if I really thought physical violence was the way to go, I would say it. But I right now, they're getting ready to false flag it and blame us, guaranteed.
Okay. Well, hey, look, whatever they do, Alex, you stay in your lane. You're the prophet. The closer you are to the Lord, the more pure and the harder your words are going to hit. So just keep doing what you're doing, okay?
I think we're all prophetic in this moment, but yes, go ahead. What else is on your mind?
All right. So I called in about arresting Trump. Yeah, let him be arrested. And I'm going to base what I'm saying off of your own words, Alex. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but have I heard you say that if you found out Trump was involved with Epstein and underage girls, that you were done with him?
Of course.
Did you? Okay. Well, that information's out there. I've tried really hard to get it to get you with Maria Farmer and let her tell you herself.
Let me just stop you. I've seen Daily Mail articles that claim I grabbed a woman's butt and said I wanted to marry her. A, I never grabbed anybody's butt, and I didn't tell that woman I wanted to marry her. They paid her money, $10,000, I'm told to say that, okay? Then I see this woman tell Anderson Cooper she thinks rape is sexy and that Trump never touched her, but it was more emotional rape. I don't believe that. So just because somebody says Trump is not on the logs on Epstein's plane. So, I mean, So I'm not in bed with Trump. If I see Trump being bad, I'll come out against him. There's been all these Jane Doe's file lawsuits claiming Trump's doing all this. Trump's a control freak. You think Trump would get on an airplane with a third party and fly to an island and screw kids?
Let me just say this, Alex. At least please be careful and definitely watch out for that snake, Alan Dershowitz. Be very careful. That's all I'm asking you to do right now. I'm sure you'll figure
it out. No, I hear you. Alan Dershowitz had a book out that my publisher put out. It's an imprint of a big publisher, and he's very interesting. But, I mean, look, lawyers are allowed to represent people. So he represented on a few things Jeffrey Epstein. It's just what I'm trying to understand is there was never any evidence he did anything. What I'm saying is I want to see evidence. People claim all day, I'm a KKK member. No evidence. It's ridiculous. I'm Papa Smurf before I'm that. I'm certainly not the president of Hair Club for Men. But, I mean, I'm trying to understand. I keep hearing Trump is screwing kids. I know people that were his wingmen. Trump likes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I think it was like 15, 20 years ago. There in Florida, next to his club, he gets invited to Epstein's house. I think Roger said he was there. So he gets there with Trump. They walk in, and Trump goes, man, this guy's really nice to let all the little kids in the neighborhood swim in his pool. And Trump, like, was there 30 seconds. He goes, where's the parents? And Trump said, let's get out of here. And they ran out of the place. I mean, Donald Trump wasn't in Moscow or St. Petersburg being peed on. Donald Trump doesn't screw children. Give me a break. You think Donald Trump feels big conquering a child? That's the pedophiles that get off on that. I mean, I know psychology, folks. A globalist scumbag gets off on conquering a child and stealing their innocence. Donald Trump wants the biggest, most aggressive Marilyn Monroe flame-throwing woman to conquer. He wants the big kahuna. You know why I know? Because that's what I want. I want the big flame-breathing woman, man, the full deal. I don't want some little chicken woman, I don't want a teenager girl. I sure as hell don't want some kid. I want a woman, the big thing, the big one, with the big hips, the big breasts, the big hair, the big lips, the big eyes, the big, big, big. And I'm not here in some defense of Trump. I just know Trump and know what he likes. He's the opposite of a pedo. But I think the caller raises something really important. I bet the caller's right. I bet they do dredge up. They've already got all these freakazoids claiming Trump tried to rape them. I bet they do dredge up them saying he screwed some kid. In fact, I bet that's next. Because they know we're aware of their pedophilia. We know they're aware of Big Mike. We know we're aware of the Clintons, the Podestas. I think that caller's super right. I bet they come out and say Donald Trump is screwing kids. I actually think that's true. Because that's the one thing they think will turn us against Trump. And if I ever see evidence, I don't mean some deep fake, folks, because they could show you a deep fake of me raping a Tyrannosaurus Rex. They could show a deep fake of me having sex with Santa Claus, folks. They could show a deep fake of me raping the Virgin Mary. It's not real, okay? I'm lusting after a ribeye steak right now, not kids. Like, in my chain, it's like, ribeye steak, my wife, it goes down, a sunset. Children aren't even on the menu. But the point is, ribeye steaks and baked potatoes are like right at the top. I'm sorry. Maybe a double vodka with a lemon. But the point is that we have to get to the point of just getting smart here. Rich and Evan and John and Curtis and Jim and Hammer, I got to get to you. I'm out of control today. But the callers are amazing. We didn't cover a lot of the news, though. Boy, it was amazing. We'll try to hit some of it. Maybe I'll just take over the fourth hour. Probably will. In fact, let's just do that. Rich in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you finally. I've listened to you for years. You've mentioned that we're in a one-party system or we're moving towards it. We've been there in New Jersey. I ran for a local office in New Jersey. I ran for a state office in the eighth largest county in New Jersey. And I can tell you the Republican Party doesn't exist. There's, in my county, Camden County, there are 35 towns, and 12 of those, about a third of them, have no municipal chair. The county chair does everything in his or her power, depending upon who's in, to not help you win. And it's to the point now where I talk to other candidates that ran. I'm not running this year, but I ran in the past, and I talk to other candidates, and it's almost like these municipal chairs or these county chairs work for the other side.
Oh, absolutely. So talk about what you see in New Jersey, because New Jersey or Michigan or even New York is a perfect example of Republicans are vestigial. Look at California. The few Republicans that win House seats get indicted. So absolutely, yeah. The Democratic Party is outlawing the two-party system.
Yeah, I mean, so like a couple years ago, I ran for state assembly in my district. The people I ran against had been in for 20 years, 20-plus years. And, you know, I sat down with the chair and also the finance director, and I said, you know, I know you're not going to help me. I know you're not going to you're going to disappear after I commit and sign on a dotted line, but I listen to your show all the time, and you always say it starts at the local level. So I want to, you know, I want to get involved. I did it at a municipal level, and I did it at the state level. And it is so hard because you ask for help. I even said to them, I said, listen, can you give me $500 so I can get seated, so I can get a website up? And I put so much money out of my own pocket to get started. And I have a small business.
And remember, they're getting huge amounts from the RNC, but giving nothing to candidates.
Well, that's just it. In other words, you know, like, I looked at the Republican and Democratic Party as like franchises. And, you know, something does have to filter down to the local levels. And, you know, I came to the party with, and I got chastised by Republicans that, which I won't name their names, but, you know, there's some good ones out there in New Jersey, but some of the major guys that have been in power in New Jersey for years, again, lawyers and high-end businessmen, I said to them, here's two things that I would like to do that I want to do. One, everybody talks about term limits. Okay, fine. You know, you do what you can in two term limits. And then halfway through your second term limit, you kind of feed, you kind of bring along the next person and say, here, continue my journey. But the other thing I said, and I asked this very facetiously, I said to them, why are we spending millions of dollars? In my case, I raised $50,000 against the Democratic machine that had $3 million. And I said, why are we spending millions of dollars to get a seat that pays us $50,000 a year? And they kind of like chuckled. They're like, well, what do you mean? Like they were kind of like dumbfounded. I asked that question. And I said, I know the answer to that question. I'm not an idiot. I'm a businessman. I know the answer to the question. But here's what I propose. Why don't we come down? We have an agreement between both parties, and we say, you know what? You cannot raise or spend more than 1 year's worth of salary for any position from. You know, very local level, all the way up to, hey, presidential, whatever it is. Because the millions of dollars are spent, we know why they're spending it, because it's
sure, but you understand the problem with that model. In the past, it was a problem, because back then, if you do campaign caps, then the corporate media will promote your enemy and give them free advertisement and beat you. But now, because the corporate media is broken, if we have freedom online, we could actually have donation caps. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we're going to go to break. And then we're going to go to Evan, John, Curtis, Jim, and Hammer. And then I set for calls. I got a few other news stories, way more than a few I was going to hit. But there's no way to do justice, but I'll try. I mean, it's amazing what we've got ready for you. And then in the fourth hour, who do we have in the fourth hour? I forgot who's taking over. Kate Daly's always amazing. I'll probably take a little bit of her time. And I didn't do this. I only plugged once in the first hour, didn't plug in the second hour. We have colloidal silver, highest quality, 30 parts per million. Silver Bullet sold out for 3 years. Finally, limited run, back in stock. And I can tell you, we only did a very limited run we had available. We sold 10% of what we have yesterday. So at current sales rates, this will be gone in about 10 days or so. It's historic. It's InfoWars Silver Bullet. Super high quality. It's amazing things. Always good to have it. I'll tell you what the great thing Silver Bullet does. Colloidal Silver does. This is the best out there. $24.95. That's 30% off. High quality. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet and double Patriot points right now.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up.
Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount to start at the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
God forgives me, not you. All right, let's let's go right back to your phone calls. Man, I really want to hit the pedo stack today. I mean, man, these people are sick. They all got that look to them. They'll be defeated. Because they're never going to stop pushing until we stop them. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Evan in California, thanks for holding here on the air. Stopping the New World Order and the Trump indictment. What's your view?
This is Evan, the evangelist. Nice to talk to you again. I want to make a quick comment. I met Donald Trump in 1994 on a movie set. He's the guy you described. I love the guy like a brother. He's a great guy, and I know what the pedo vibe is, and that ain't him. He's a fantastic guy. Hey, I want to make a comment in fighting the New World Order. There's roughly 70 million Catholics, and if a couple of them, instead of working towards the New World Order, were against it, it would be a huge swing. The Pope is running the New World Order, the spiritual wing. He was getting people to take the vaccines. The Catholic Charities is trafficking kids across our southern border. And people don't really want to talk about this, but I'm an evangelist. I like bragging about Christ, not about some building. So I think it's super important if your listeners knew something, and that is that people like Lady Gaga and Bono, they're in good standing with the Catholic Church. So is Joe Biden. So people need to realize that Catholics should be following Christ, not a church led by a pope saying that there is no hell. Even though Jesus said more about hell than he did heaven, they're essentially calling him a liar. They say he isn't quite kind enough, so he might want to follow the Virgin Mary instead. So a big thing that Catholics need to do is become part of the solution instead of the mover of the problem, essentially. And they're giving political cover for the New World Order's religion. And, you know, Augustine made, in Augustine, 300 years after Christ, made it the state religion. People talk a lot about the different paganist things. But one thing I want to point out, that it was Gregory the First in 600 A.D., 600 years after Christ, he came up with the doctrine of purgatory. So essentially, he put people in bondage that Christ has set free. So now, out of fear, they're in the Catholic Church. They're out of fear, they give money to the Catholic Church. I said they'd be a lot better off giving money to InfoWars. And I just, you know, people don't want to say this stuff because it seems like you're attacking Catholics. I was raised a Catholic, and then I came to Christ. So if people realize that they're running cover for the New World Order when they say they're Catholics. And I pointed out before to you, Alex, that the LGBT was running cover from the pedo movement. When you talk to a Catholic family member, you should say, hey, do you realize that your church is promoting the New World Order? Do you realize that? And they should come to Christ in a way that makes them not an enemy of Christ. I believe it's the doctrine of demons, the Catholic Church. And like I say, I love Catholics. I've known a lot of Catholics and counseled them. And when they were on their deathbed.
Sure, well, there's no doubt the current pope and the whole system. But you look at the play they used to take over the Catholic Church. It's been the same play to take over everything. The Boy Scouts, yep. Our colleges, our public schools. I mean, it's all an attack on our children, a pedophile cult. I appreciate your yep. call. Great point, sir. All right, John in Nebraska. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, topic for tomorrow, 54th anniversary of the fake moon landing. Maybe have Stanley Kubrick, his daughter on, or Bart.
You know, I've talked to Vivian Kubrick. She doesn't know anything about 2001 Space Odyssey. She's in the movie, but she's 3 years old.
Well, I'm not talking about the movie 2001.
No, but they say, like, he shot that and he shot this. Guys, type in Vivian Kubrick 2001. Like, he makes a phone call from the space station to his daughter. It's a video phone call. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Bart Sibrel is probably the best one on the fake moon landing. Oh, and by the way, the last caller, yeah, right on the Catholic thing. I've been on this warpath for 40-plus years.
Well, isn't it funny? India tried to land something a few years ago and it blew up. Now they're sending another probe. Why can't anybody else get something on the moon? It all blows up. Or like, is somebody blowing it up, or what's happening?
You need to get Stu Peters or Owen Benjamin's opinion on the moon landing. I know you had them both on recently, and of course they wouldn't touch the topic because it, you immediately lose credibility, but, this, gentleman who was, saying in truth that everything in the Bible is true, it's kind of interesting that, the Bible in Genesis 1:16, talking about the moon here, it said that God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. The moon gives its own light. And I'd just be curious if Stu Peters, who claims to be now on his own show, a globe skeptic, if you would look into this. I know how crazy it sounds, and I didn't mean to get off on it, but I just thought tomorrow the moon landing was...
No, I hear you, but let me just say this. Look at my head right now. This is actually flat. It's an optical illusion that it's round. I agree, it's all flat.
I'm just saying those two guys, and of course...
I don't follow all that enough, man. Listen, I've been up at 50,000 feet in a private plane, and I've seen the curvature of the earth. I'm not going to debate that. I can't get folks to admit that the COVID shot doesn't work. So just the whole globe thing is just too much. I appreciate your call. My head is not round. It's flat. How do you prove it? Well, I mean, at a certain level, it all looks round, but it's just really flat. It's a realm. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Curtis in Minnesota. Curtis, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse Ventura, when he wrote his last book, I went to the book signing. It was up in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I got there just before he arrived. So I went back to the front door, and I saw this limo pulling up, and I knew it was him. So I stood there, and I held the door open for him and his wife when they came in. And, you know what? He came in and he told the story about the CIA interviewing him right away when he first became governor, and they wanted to know all about his campaign.
I was in the bottom of the basement after I'd been elected, and in came the CIA. It was like 20 people, looked like old ladies and normal people.
Yep.
And they said, "We want to know how you won."
So. Anyways, when I held
I was a Navy SEAL. I was a warrior. I was a fighter.
Alex, that's a great imitation, but I'm trying to get to something here. I held that door open, and I spooked his wife, and she had an eye on me the entire time he was giving his speech. She took my picture. She was taking pictures of the crowd, and Jesse puts his wife on a pedestal, and he and his wife have been under attack, and I think that's why he's totally... turn the way he's turned. And I could be wrong, but you know, she's been having seizures and he's been treating that.
No. I know his wife well. She's a nice lady. I don't think she's his handler.
She's a great lady. No, not a handler, but you know, I think she kind of wears the pants in the family, and I think she's spooked by all this crap. I mean, they assassinated his reputation. They've been through a lot, and bless you too. I mean, you guys...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Against the Constitution. One term begins, ends at noon, and the other begins. And he was actually sworn in before.
Yeah, well, protocols being ignored is a little, you know, two men having a baby is kind of protocol being ignored.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was thrilled, you know, with this realization that he's put forth as far as President Trump and the executive orders that he is put in place, and that whoever is impersonating Biden there, I mean, you can look at the before and after. He's completely different, especially the earlobes. If you look at him, and they say his eyes.
And next you're going to tell me that Big Mike's got a big old pecker?
You know he does, right?
Well, basically drags the ground, yeah. It's like a trunk. It's an elephant. Well, listen, Big Mike's not actually a man. It's actually an elephant. So that thing bouncing around in the pants is actually an elephant trunk.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. I appreciate your call. Yeah, they don't care about protocol and the law. So anybody that says, oh, Trump's secretly still in and, you know, this is... All right, well, I mean, in the real world, the country's being butchered right now. And I get it. We're in the twilight zone, so all I know is what Donald said earlier. Not Donald Trump, the caller from Maryland. God's the only thing that's going to fix this. Hammer in Maine, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm trying, brother.
All right, so... two reasons for calling. One, I'd like to remind listeners about our power and sovereignty that we hold under Jesus Christ, to not forget. And remember what a president is. to preside as commander-in-chief. He sets the tone, right? So that being said, like stands in meter. Our primary focus, I believe, should be to, like you're saying, don't fight this in, we're fighting powers and principalities. Destroy the rage against God's children, that rage to consume it, because they don't have Jesus Christ. That being said, to expose their occultism, remember all the names they use in articles, you know, their fancy nonsense, to incite and generate discord. So, I was actually a victim of satanic ritual abuse, a survivor for over 20 plus years. I won't get into it too deep, but it was
That's interesting. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, my stepfather, he used to do a lot of stuff to me when I was sleeping and all of that. And the guy was just like flat out dark personality. And he was a smith, if you know what I mean. And
I don't know what a smith is. What does that mean?
Well, you know, like a blacksmith to, you know, build and construct, right? So it led me to rites and rituals of, he was involved in the consumption of what I refer to as the soma, what they try to get off of infants, and the cellular junk, you know, the stuff, the angel hair that comes off babies. So they would consume this stuff, like the adrenochrome stuff, too, and it would cause the hallucinations like ayahuasca and all of that. So the rites and rituals are really to consume power, but upon doing that and crossing that threshold, they actually deny Jesus Christ and God, which is 100% positive. So why would you deny Christ? Okay, the freedom, I'm jumping around a little, but the Freedom of Information Act was for positivity and to let people worship how they may. It was never to hurt kids or perform satanic rites. And we got to keep that on the forefront of our thinking. Now, Roe versus Wade and their sacrifice stuff, right? So they, you can clearly see how upset they are with the denying them of their material.
Oh yeah. I mean, the Satanic Church, all of them just came out last week and said, it is our sacrament. And then the Levis River is saying we need to kill babies. I mean, they're demons.
Yeah, they're pissed, man. But I think from there, it's important to jump back into the twilight speak or double speak that they use, because Obama during his 2015 State of the Union, I think it was before Trump got in, man, you could clearly hear that guy say that they were going to execute some kind of shock. Oh, we have a shock, and all of you that invested in it, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody gets up and cheers, man. They all clap for it.
In fact, I'm going to coin a new term for all the leftist sexualization of children. It's pedo speak. Pedo speak. So yeah, now when Levine promotes cutting kids' balls off, it's pedo speak. Let's go to this clip of pedo speak. In fact, I'm going to queue up here when you're done. We're going to have a few clips here of pedo speak here today. We're coining the term now. They can't stand it. I got a bunch of pedo clips. That's what I call it on my list when we have this clip. Let's see how many pedo clips I got. We got, we got some pedo clips here. So we're going to have some pedo speak for you. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of pedo speak here today. So keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Another point I wanted to make, I think it's super important for us to remember that we're all God's children, even the scum in this. We're supposed to pray even for our enemies. And all those young trans kids that are finding this, right, it's not death metal or punk rock or any of that stuff like when we were younger. It's now inside, and they're questioning biological truths. So they really got in, and We're not going to let it fly anymore, right?
Absolutely. So we're in their cult just because we're on the planet they control, and they're literally teaching us men are not real, women are not real. We're going to teach children how to have sex. We're going to teach them all this. It's a sick cult. I appreciate your call. All right. Kate Daly's about to take over the fourth hour, but I did not get to the pedo stack today. I did not get to the environmental power grab stack today. I did not get to the Biden abolishes popular tax break. Biden abolishes popular tax break for many retirement savers. Now he's taking people's 401ks. How liberal. Oh, you're getting free tuition, but we're going to take the retirees' money. You're not going to get free education. You're not going to get, they're going to take everything. And just stop being chumps. And I know our regular audience are not chumps. I'm saying the people that buy this crap, come on, man, to quote Joe Biden. So I'm going to take a few minutes in the next hour to hit all this. But just look at this guy. This is the guy that came out against the Sound of Freedom. He writes all these articles defending pedophiles. And he now is upset that he's being attacked. But just, if I need a babysitter, there's one guy I call. You know, if you need the Ghostbusters, you call this guy. But let me tell you, this is a very nice person. Very nice person. And this is all they could get to attack Sound of Freedom is this guy. Who are we going to have attack Sound of Freedom? Well, there's that reporter that apologizes for pedophilia. He's the perfect guy. Let's get him right on that. When the public sees that, they'll think this movie's fake. So the guy's like, I defend and apologize for pedophiles, and your movie doesn't exist. There's no pedophiles. Say that again. I'm apologizing for pedos, but they don't exist. The devil's greatest trick is what? He does not exist. Bloomberg Sound of Freedom hit piece written by pro-pedo contributor. Big article on that. What a nice person. YouTube is pulling Sound of Freedom interviews and reviews. And, I mean, it's like mainline Fox News videos, you name it. Pulling them, pulling them, pulling them, pulling them. The movie's good. The movie's true. They're upset, folks. Sound of Freedom breaks at $85 million, it's $100 million now. 2 weeks, only movie outside Christmas season to ever see second weekend ticket sales increase 35%. It's a symbol of the death of Hollywood. But there's this man. He likes you. Former spokesperson for pedophile advocacy group writes Bloomberg hit piece targeting anti-child sex trafficking film, Sound of Freedom. That's Little Shoes Bloomberg. Mm-mm-mm. Remember, that's Trump's nickname, Little Shoes Bloomberg. What's that mean? Oh, I know what Little Shoes means. I wasn't told by Bloomberg security detail what Little Shoes means. Little Shoes Bloomberg. But look at this nice man. He's not creepy or anything. The Wonder Woman author normalizing pedophilia. Look at this article. That's 3 years ago. 2 years ago. What a nice man. What a nice... And he's battling that Sound of Freedom. Thank goodness. Thank goodness we've got good people like him. Fourth hour, straight ahead, more news, I'm going to hit. And then Kate Daly takes over. Silver Bullet, 3 years sold out, discounted, available, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.